Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually, we're great, but together, we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
It's not another Buffalo podcast. The bi-weekly show hosted by three of the most underqualified sports personalities this side of the canal. With John.
All you people out there who are like, these idiots don't know anything. First of all, you're right. And second of all,
Pat.
I didn't think that the Vikings would get a W last week, being 6-1, which was also Josh Allen's coin flip record from the year 2021.
And Rando.
We have this trust built on, you know, whatever it is, like Bibles and gold bricks and whatever Brandon Bean's drinking over there.
On Buffalo Rumbles.
All right, welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. I'm John. I'm here with my buddies, Pat and Brando. Still here on a Monday making our game picks because we got Pat on the line, but this episode will be coming out Friday, so we're getting you guys ready for the weekend matchups ahead of you. This is Buffalo Rumblings Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and all that at Not Buff Podcast. Gentlemen, we got a pretty good slate here. Obviously nice when your team takes that many losses and is still favored by 14 points. So yeah. We'll be picking a nice fat spread. First double-digit point spread for the Bills this year. So that's pretty exciting. A lot of double-digit point spreads around the NFL this coming week, but we're going to pick some of the closer ones here. So without further ado, let's make some picks.
Time for the guys to pick their picks in the Pick Six Pick'ems.
First game we got on the docket, Seattle going into Cincinnati. Cincinnati surprised a lot of people by looking like the Cincinnati of old this past week. Cincinnati is 2.5-point favorites. Brenda, how you feeling about this one?
Well, I'm going to go with a stat here that Pete Carroll is 7-6 coming off bye weeks in his career in Seattle. So I'm going to take the Bengals since they've returned to form. Jamar Chase is open, throw it to him, and he scores.
That was a really interesting stat. That was like, that seemed like highly inconclusive either way.
I think a good coach is like rock star off after a bye. Like Sean McDermott's record on a bye, Andy Reid's record on a bye. They're double digit wins and not a lot of losses. I want to say Andy Reid's record off a bye is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's usually pretty
He's
good.
27-4. Just
by having an average off the bye record that doesn't bode well.
Okay, yeah,
gotcha.
So like Andy Reid, 27-4 off of a bye. The dude's a freak.
That's what she said.
So give me the Bengals.
Nice. All right, Pat, what about you?
Well, that Bengals Cardinals game, pretty, you know, nice to watch. But also that Seahawks Giants game, not nice to watch at all. Absolutely like burned my eyes to watch. So
yeah,
I'll take
rough.
The Bengals.
Yeah, I'm with you guys on this one. I think the Bengals have kind of returned. Like Joe Burrow looked a little bit better this week. So if they keep that going, they'll win, but you never know when there's going to be a clunker and it's just going to look like, you know, I mean, like the Cincinnati Bengals have looked for this year, which is not good. So Cincinnati across the board for all three of us there. Baltimore is going into Tennessee. Baltimore is 3-point favorites in this one. Pat, you want to take this one first?
Well, Baltimore did not look very good last week. I'm taking Baltimore's a fatty L.
Disappointing.
Yes.
Yeah, weird divisional matchup. Those guys always have weird games.
They
Steelers
do.
And Ravens.
Well, you know who I'm going to pick.
I don't know.
Tyan Ranahill.
Tyan
Ranahill and the Tennessee Titans.
Breno, what about you?
Yeah, I read a stat, or maybe they said it on the broadcast, that Ravens and Steelers game 7 years in a row, the winning score hasn't eclipsed 20 total points. Neither team. They're all these low scoring battles. But no, if I was in a survival pool, my buddy Tim asked me what team to pick and he lost because he picked the Bills, but I told him to pick the Ravens. So I would have been out. I had a 4-team parlay that missed because of the Ravens. I should have cashed out when they were up. They were up 10-2, I think, at one point. And I had like a cash out option where it was almost like $10 less than what it would have been, but I would have already doubled my money. I should have done that. So Lamar Jackson's coming back. MVP Lamar this week against Ryan Tanny. It's too much an advantage. Go Ravens. Crush Tanny's soul.
Yeah, I think Tennessee's defense, I don't think, is going to be able to deal with Baltimore as well as the Steelers did this past week. So I'm going to take Baltimore on that one as well with you, Brando. Next up, this is an interesting spread. I want to get you guys' take on this. Do you think this is fair? San Francisco at Cleveland. San Francisco is favored by 5.
That's disrespect to my boy, Brock.
Disrespect. So also, is Deshaun Watson coming back? He was out this past week, right?
They were on a bye.
Were they on a bye?
He was out before that, though.
Who was that? They had that guy with the hyphenated name. DTR. Do you know who I'm talking about?
This is so weird. I don't even know who's backup quarterback for the Browns. Let me look at their last box score.
He has a hyphenated name. I want to say it's DTR.
Dorian Thompson Robinson. DTR is right.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was like a preseason hero, but
he's down to
absolutely dookie.
Yeah, in that game. In the regular season game, he looked absolutely dookie against my Tennessee Titans. But
so how are we picking here? How do we feel about that spread? Anybody
they still
Cleveland?
Don't know about they still don't know about Watson. He's still up in the air, so that's another reason why the line is so high. Interesting that the total is only 39.5. So they're predicting what, 23-17, 22-17?
Yeah, I mean, these are two good defenses, and I don't think you're worried about Cleveland putting up points at all. I was actually surprised that this San Francisco's only favored by 5.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, the Cowboys defense is quote unquote good.
Yeah.
And what did they put a 40 spot on them?
Well, so. you saw the Cowboys get lit up by Arizona as well, though. So they might not be as good as you think, but they played terrible yesterday.
Maybe the Giants are just that bad. Like, that's why Dallas's defense looked so good, you know, week one.
Yeah.
Because they were playing the Giants. That helps your defense.
Cleveland's defense at home, first in EPA per play allowed and defensive success rate. Those both are not just at home. That's in the NFL in general. But I know at home, they are even like another level up compared to on their road. But Myles Garrett, I don't know. I'll still probably take the 49ers, but that game could be closer than people think.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's low scoring, then, you know, that 5 points becomes a lot bigger, I guess, too. You know, you could easily, I don't know what the weather looks like in Cleveland for Sunday, but you could get a slop fest there. It could be cold. It could be windy. It could be rainy. Yeah.
Remnants of that first game they played against the Bengals.
Right. Or it could be beautiful. Not trying to bag on Cleveland here. You know, similar weather to Buffalo. So I'm taking San Francisco as well. Pat, you for San Francisco on that one?
Yes, win and cover.
Nice. All right. Next up, we have Indy going to Jacksonville. Jacksonville is favored by 4 in this one. Another interesting spread. This really kind of reflects the parity in the NFL, I guess, because I would put Jacksonville coming off that Bills win favorite at like 5 or 6. But
the Colts are sneaky good, dude. They're sneaky good.
No, yeah, Anthony Richardson, though. He leaves again with like his 9th injury on the season through 5 games.
Is it a concussion again?
No, AC joint. He did the same thing I did to mine. He's out 3 to 4 or 4 to 5 weeks, whatever it said. AC joint.
So it's
so the king of the South, Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew, revenge game. How about that angle?
Oh,
got a lot
I
of revenge games
that
on the slate here. Wait till you see what we've got next after this, as far as revenge games. But yeah, so Jacksonville favored by 4, and it's in Jacksonville too. I mean, I know Zach Moss has looked good, but I mean, if you're a Colts fan, what do you think the path to victory is for this game? That Jonathan Taylor and Zach Moss are just going to run over everybody. Yeah. I mean, I guess the Colts wide receivers have been playing well as of late, but
Michael Pittman would say something to you.
Yeah.
John, what do you got? You go first this time.
I'm going to take Jacksonville. I feel good about it. I would take Jacksonville minus 5 or 6, but then again, I was wrong 3 times last week. By the way, to recap our records here, which I always forget to do, Pat, you and I both went 3-3. We had the same picks across the board. Brando, you went 2-4 because of the Arizona pick.
Yeah.
What were we thinking with the Rams, like, across the board?
They look good, man. Until they didn't. They look good.
I thought it was going to be a close game. Philly was favored by 4. They ended up winning 23-14.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all missed on the Buffalo pick. That makes everybody's record worse, usually. And then Baltimore. That one, I'll let, like, if you watch the way that game progressed, it was so weird. There was a safety in that game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on in that game. It was just weird. Anyway, so our overall records, Pat, you're at 12-18. I'm at 16-14. And Brandon, you're sitting at 500 at 15-15.
All right. Could be worse.
So got to make it into positive territory this week.
Yeah.
So what say you about Jacksonville and Indy?
Definitely the Jags, man. I think they're going to be good still. They played with such speed that threw the defense off. They were well coached, like you said, Pat. Doug Peterson is a good head coach. They're going to take this Colts team and run them off the field, I think, on their defense. And Jonathan Taylor can only do so much, but the way that the Jags play on offense, Calvin Ridley, another big game if he doesn't drop the ball so much, and Evan Ingram over the middle, take advantage of those linebackers, and Travis Etienne can cook. So they got off to a slow start, but I think they're going to be a force.
Yeah. Pat, you with us on Jacksonville, or you're picking Indy?
I think they'll cover at least. I mean, we're crapping on my boy DeForest Buckner over here, Darius Leonard. We're forgetting that these are dudes out here. I don't know. Yeah.
Patty's taking the points.
I'm taking the points, dude. I feel like the Colts are not that bad at all, really.
Yeah. Well, Pat, you got to make up ground somehow here. You know, it's like, why
not? Well, I only went 0-6 because I forgot to send in picks, technically. I mean, it could be left off the slate. That is, if you were to have the record without the 6 picks, I think I would be over 500 or at exactly 500.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you went 3-3 that week, it would have put you at 500, I believe, because then you'd be 15-15.
Set an alarm, Pat. You got to set an alarm.
All right, Colts to cover.
All right, next up. This is the revenge game that I was talking about. You got multiple angles for this. This is New England at Vegas. So you've got Jimmy Garoppolo revenge game. Yes. You've got the...
Josh McDaniels revenge game, according to Chandler Jones.
Something like that. Anyway, Vegas is favored by 3. Brando, you want to go first on this one, or is it
Pat's
turn?
No, I don't want to go
Pat's,
first on this
it's
one.
It's Pat's turn to go first.
Oh, God.
All right, Pat, Patriots have had their worst loss of all time and their second worst loss of all time under Bill Belichick in the last 2 weeks, back-to-back weeks. What say you about how they'll fare in Vegas?
Well, the anti-Jimmy G, Aiden O'Connell, is not playing, so Jimmy G will be back out there. Which I liked Aiden O'Connell because, you know, he's an average looking dude, does not look like he's in shape at all. But I don't know, man. I feel like Bill gets back on track. You know, it's kind of like, unfortunately, as a Bills fan, when Sean and Andy face off, you know.
Yeah.
The master.
New England and the points for Patty. Brandon, what about you?
This is interesting. So I'm looking up a couple of stats. Now, I don't know if you've seen the clip about it. It's kind of gone its way around social media, but the first McDaniels Denver Broncos stint when they started like 6-0 and then he got caught cheating and they lost every game after that. Have you ever seen that?
Kyle Orton under center.
Yep. They had Kyle Orton and he sent out Jay Cutler and the players were like, we knew exactly what was coming at the exact time it was coming. And he's like, I've never been more prepared for a game. And he's like, then all of a sudden, our camera guys stopped showing up and we got in trouble and we lost every game the rest of the way. So I think that was the first time they played. He beat them in, so they've done it 3 times. He beat them in the Raiders game, that crazy game with the lateral backwards last year.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Oh, that's such a funny Patriots highlight. Yeah, oh my God.
It's hilarious. We love to see that. And then he beat them then. So this will be their 3rd meeting. But I was looking up a stat. I think Belichick's like 18-20 all time against his former assistants. Maybe there's a couple more this year of losses. I don't know. This is from last year. So I'm going to take the Raiders only because these injuries, JC Jackson, it's so funny they traded for JC Jackson. This guy scratched. He signs a huge deal in LA and see you later. Adios. Yep. Back to New England. So I'm going to take the Raiders only because I don't like New England this year. Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, New England.
Yeah. Brando, I'm with you on this one. I'm less confident in this pick because you never know when New England's defense is going to show up or they'll put together like a good game. But I mean, like, you got to think they're not going to lose by 30 points again. It's hard to do that against, you know, in back-to-back weeks. The Cowboys are good, granted, but like the Saints, I don't know if anyone thinks the Saints are world beaters this year and they just put up, 34-0 against the Patriots. So.
Well, and what's the farthest into a season Bill Belichick's ever been winless as a head coach also?
They have a win, right? He's not 0-for. I think he's 1-4.
Who did they beat in their second game?
The Jets, 15-10 in the second game of the season.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Yeah.
Well, you know, Zach Wilson, he's a world beater. So, you know, whatever. Big dub for the Pats.
All right. So Brandon and I got Las Vegas in that one. Pat has New England. Last on the slate, the Giants are coming to Buffalo. This is Sunday Night Football. So apologies to everyone else out there and apologies to us because we're going to have to listen to Chris Collinsworth for the entirety of this game. Yeah. So
life hack, turn on your TV, mute it, and then put on 96.5 or wherever you listen to the Bills. John, you can't do that, but
I know.
You got to get a handheld radio so you can sync it up live to the play-by-play.
I'm going to do this one.
Yeah. There's a couple guys that do that I push, the old timers. They bring their big old radio, they clip it in their pocket, and they put the headphones in.
That's living a life right there. Yeah. I wish I could do that, but obviously the terrestrial radio signals are not very strong down here from Buffalo and Western New York. Anyway, I'll go first on this one. I'm going to take the Bills minus 14. Revenge game. Defense might let up. I mean, a bad defense could hold Daniel Jones to 10 points at this point, I feel like. So Bills put up a big offensive performance against a lackluster defense. Sorry, Brian Daboll, revenge game. You just don't have the horses this year. I think he'll still be a good coach, but that team would be best suited to get the first draft pick next year.
Caleb Williams, baby.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I'm taking Buffalo minus 14. Pat, what about you? This is a pretty big spread.
Well, what was the last big spread we had? We covered too. I feel like, didn't we play the Texans 2 years ago? And we had a 14-point spread.
40-0. We won that game in the rain.
So I mean, we've done it, but also like I feel like if anyone knew where Josh was weakest, it would be Brian Daboll. So like Bills to win, but not to cover.
All right, Patty in the points for the third pick in a row. Got some, Pat, you can make up some real ground based on this slate. It's going to be real good or real bad. Promise you that. Hey, Brandon, man. What about you?
There's an interesting stat. And if you're like a big time bettor, you might follow it. It's the away double digit underdog, and the under always hits. I don't know if you've ever seen this trend where they talk about it, but if you get a double digit point spread and the away team's coming in to look at the unders for the games, I don't know how accurate I am telling this story, so I could be totally wrong, but I want to say it hits like 60-something percent of the time. But then again, if you look at the NFL, these are two totally contradicting stats, but after crunching numbers, double digit favorites are an astounding 69-51-1 against the spread. So it's about 60% win rate, and that's from Fast Break Bets. So their stats going either way, but give me the Bills. They're going to blow this team out, except Brian Daboll could be the one guy that could get into Josh Allen's head on defense. I think Brian Daboll is going to be running the meetings for the Giants on offense and defense. He's going to be in there taking care of business, and it could be scary, but I think the Bills will pull away at the end.
Well, good little test for Josh to be able to go against his worst instincts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Brian Daboll is not going to throw amazing, talented players at him or anything like that. It's going to be, he's just going to try to make him impatient and stuff like that. And so if you're Josh, you don't have to conquer Brian Daboll in this game. You have to conquer Josh. So as long as he can do that, I feel like that's a...
That sounds like an anime arc or something. Like,
yeah, you want a lesson going forward.
Talk Star Wars here. It's Anakin and Obi, right? They're battling. Who gets the win? Which time here are we talking about? Because like,
you know. I just hope that Josh Allen has the high ground in this equation.
Yeah, because Brian Daboll, I don't think Brian Dable's making that backflip to the high ground though.
Oh, whatever. What would Josh Allen have to do to become Darth Vader? Would he have to like play for a different team?
Yeah,
leave bad circumstances and play. Oh, end up paying for the pay. Oh my God, I think that would be it.
Bill Belichick drops
$100 million. Let's not talk about these dark timelines. Let's get a break in here really quick. We'll be back. Brandon and I will record Brandon's Bets on Wednesday night. So stick around, and Brandon's Bets got to bounce back after a 2-0 start. Now we're 2-3. So
it's BS because Dalton Kincaid had his third reception and it got called back on a penalty.
Yep. So I was sitting there. Brandon, I would have won. I had a great parlay and that was the only leg that didn't hit. Anyway, I would be about $180 richer this week if that penalty hadn't been called. So
stupid.
Believe me, I'm upset too. But anyway, well, stick around. We're going to do better this week. It's going to be good.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200 or 2 million, or whether your team is around the corner or on another continent altogether, Atlassian software is built to help keep you all on the same page from start to finish. That way, every one of your teams, from engineering and IT to marketing, HR and legal, can stay connected and move together as one towards shared company-wide goals. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Time for Brando's Bets.
Not financial advice, please gamble responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. What is it, week six now? We're going into week six now. We get caught up in our lives. It goes by so fast. You know, we look forward to it all year, and to be over 37% of the way done, you know, maybe plus or minus playoff games, it's going quick. So that means we got to do better. Brando's Bets has got to do better, right? We got to get up off the schneid. So I have one for you today. It's a little bit of a softball, especially if Danny gets sacked, Jones plays quarterback for the Giants. Even if former Bill Tyrod Taylor plays, I think this would be a good bet for the Bills. What, Daniel Jones leads the NFL in getting sacked, right? Daniel Jones has been sacked 16 times in the last two games, 10 times Monday night in Seattle. He's absorbed 28 sacks, the second highest total in the league behind Washington's Sam Howell's 29. Okay, so he's one off the lead league. Not good. Not good numbers, especially when your O-line is hurt. So I found this prop on DraftKings. It's who's to get sacked first, Daniel Jones or Josh Allen. And Josh Allen's like plus 110 and Daniel Jones is minus 150. I'm going to take minus 150 Daniel Jones to get sacked before Josh Allen. And I'm going to, you know, if minus 150, you got to bet 50 to win what, like 30?
Yeah, so it's bet 150 to win 100.
Okay. So I think it's good returns on your money. And this, and when this happens, you're praying that Mitch Morris's hands are like warm, because you don't want to have a bad snap and have him fall on the ball and get sacked that way, or have to have like a scramble play called and then he like trips behind the line and it counts as a sack. You know, nothing fluky, but straight up, even with our guys, I even think it's juiced a little bit because of our injuries. But if Greg Rousseau is playing, Ed Oliver is playing, I think, and Von Miller is going to get 30 snaps maybe.
I don't know if Greg Rousseau is going to play this week. Is he practicing yet? I haven't been seeing injury reports.
Well, his foot is still bothering him.
Okay, he was limited in practice today. And we're recording this on Wednesday, by the way.
So Friday is the day.
Friday.
Right? You want to watch on Friday. If you're tuning in to our show Friday morning, go look at like 11:30 in the afternoon. Or 11:30 in the morning and see what Sean McDermott says about practice. So if Rousseau practices on Friday, I think this is even more of a lock. But I think the way Daniel Jones plays quarterback, it doesn't matter who's on our D-line, they're going to get at him. So Daniel Jones to get sacked before Josh Allen. And especially if the Bills defer, if they win the toss, you know, we get the first opportunity.
I like that angle. Obviously, it's Wednesday here, so individual player props aren't out yet. But I think I'm going to like whatever James Cook like rushing plus receiving total is. He's been consistent this year. He missed it this past week. But I think in a game that you're expecting to play from ahead, you'd like to see that nice bump in rushing yards. And the receiving yards is there as like a projection, right? You know, you never know when his production is going to come from, you know, a Josh Allen scramble and that one play where he had like a 40 or 50 yard reception or something like that. So I usually like those angles, maybe even just like an alternate rushing total straight up, like put him in a parlay, like James Cook, 40 or 50 rushing yards and, you know, Stephon Diggs over 50 receiving yards. And that'll probably get you to like negative 110 plus 100 ish.
Anything on Diggs, the guy is going to have, you know, we talked about it before the season, 99 catches for his over under, like go get a mortgage and put it on that. This is not financial advice, but Steph Diggs is going over 99 catches, right? Anything. He's the only one that's consistent on this offense. Gabe Davis had a nice week last week. Gabe Davis has a touchdown in over half his games played. I think it's every other game. So he hit last week. Yep. Will he hit again? I don't know. I really think playing against Brian Daboll is scary. And this is the stat, John. I saw this. It was by the Action Network headquarters. 11 of 11 teams coming back from London have either been tied or trailing in the fourth quarter the following week without a bye.
to add to this too. Okay. So coming back, I went to Europe in like 2017 or something like that. Coming back, you're waking up if you have adjusted. Now, granted, again, they weren't there for the whole week. Maybe part of the sports science of this was like,
next game.
Okay, we're not going to go all out for this week, but it's going to help the next week. And, you know, it better, by the way. But coming back, your body wants to, and all the Bills fans who went to the game are probably experiencing this now. Your body wants to wake up. Like, I was waking up at like 4 or 5 in the morning every morning. It was the most productive I've ever been in my life, because for like a week when you're coming back, your body goes to bed at, you know, it feels like you're really staying up late if you stay up past 9, and you're getting up super early and you're ready to go.
Do people not feel like that normally?
I do not feel like it's okay to get up at 4 in the morning. No, like, I mean, you have that kind of schedule. No, so
no, like, it's 8:36 right now, and it's like half an hour till bed.
Yeah, but it, you know, to add to this, it's not a Sunday 1 o'clock game. You're not getting up at an early-ish time, and you only have a 4 to 5 hour pregame ritual. Like, you have to go through this entire, this is a night game too, so you're going to be tired. I used to hate I loved night games in football in high school when you had school the day and it was, but like Saturday night games, you know, and on top of that, our coach had us do some pretty ridiculous pregame routines that just had us all tired out. You know, we were like running plays at 10 in the morning that day and then doing 4 hours of film study and stuff like that. Like, it gets exhausting and you're exhausted by the time you get to the game. So
I never liked, like, I mean, I think about it now, golfing after school. I know it's not even anything physical, but after all day long, it's not for me. I play worse. I don't like playing at night. And it's just different when you're a professional athlete and you have the greatest health care probably in the world, outside of maybe some,
for at least when you play, not after you play.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I wouldn't even call it the greatest
NFLPA,
the greatest access to medical technology. Is that a better way to put it?
Yeah. More so than the average person.
So there's no reason I don't give these guys a pass. I don't care. You give me $52 million a year, man, I'll be ready to go at any time of day. You want to play at 3 a.m, 3 p.m, you call me, I'll be there rested and prepped. But a trend like that to be 11 of 11, and we kind of talked about it before. I remember I should have looked it up again. I didn't look it up, but there's some sort of betting trend where if it's a double digit road underdog to take the under, and those teams cover more than they don't relative to other double digit underdogs, I think it's something to be wary about. So I think coming in here guns blazing, think you're going to go 44-10. I don't think that's how it's going to play out. I think it'll be a little bit closer than people are saying it's going to be. I think the Brian Daboll effect is going to be a big, big, big time play. But if you are tired for this game, then I think, have you ever watched the movie where it's about Kurt Warner and he starts his journey?
Oh, I haven't watched that. What is that? Wasn't that like called Quarterback or something to you?
But it's like,
I can't tell
you the story of Kurt Warner, and he gets
an American something, right?
He gets a gig.
Yeehaw.
He's doing groceries, right? He's bagging groceries because he doesn't get drafted or whatever. And he gets a walk-on tryout for the Packers, I think. And he drives in there that day, goes into practice, and the coach is like, "All right, Warner, you're up." And Kirk's like, "Well, I'm not ready yet. I didn't get a chance to look at the playbook," and he gets cut like on the spot the next day because he wasn't ready. So if anybody says that they're tired or this is still affecting them, yeah, you're cut. Like Kurt Warner got cut.
But. Yeah. Well, they say it takes 1 day to recover per time zone, right? So you're coming back, it's like what, 5 or 6 time zones. So
interesting.
They've been back for long enough that you think that they should be fully recovered by that time. Also, I want to put this out here. Feel better about the Brian Daboll effect. Coaching is a huge part of the NFL, but if your players can't do on the field, like if this was last year's Giants team, I might be worried, but we all consider, you know, Bill Belichick one of the premier coaches in the NFL, even if, you know, we want to say that he's over the hill or something like that. And he has been beat by 34 and 35 points consecutively the past 2 weeks. So
what's more of a swing, the Brian Daboll effect or the Daniel Jones effect?
The Daniel Jones effect cancels any Brian Daboll effect.
I think it cancels any effect of any player or any coach of all time ever, because he's just going to get sacked 28 times and throw interceptions.
I think the best thing that Brian Daboll is going to be able to do is just give keys to his defense about, okay, you might take away Josh's favorite thing.
Yep.
But the Bills just have too many things that they can beat you with. And the only thing that stops the Bills is themselves, usually. Yep. You know, it's stupid penalties. It's lackluster play calling in certain stretches. And I don't even blame Ken Dorsey overall like a lot of people do. But, you know, sometimes if you get out of the rhythm of your play calling and stuff isn't working, like that's just going to, you know, your offense stalls. That's how it goes.
Worst case scenario, though, you come in here and you see a Tyrod game where he goes... And it's, they're talking about it on WGR today. And they're like, what's the worst case scenario that could ever happen on the radio? And Bulldog was like, you know, away from the mic, people think about a bad day at work, right? So what is a bad day as a host on WGR 550? And Mike was like, if Tyrod has a revenge game and we lose this game, and the day Monday after the game would be the worst day ever. Because what do you say? How do you answer that? You're 3-3. You're down in the division now, multiple games. Oh, the Giants are like, Saquon, take the ball. Tyrod, throw it deep every time. That's the game plan. Handoff, 40-yard
bomb. That's a good
bomb.
Question. Is Saquon going to be healthy for this game?
Matt Breida, you didn't like Buffalo? They cut you? Here, take the ball. Cole Beasley, touchdown. Go, take the ball.
I'm not worried about... No offense, Matt Breida. I'm not really super worried. Let's look at Matt Breida's rushing totals for the last few weeks. I mean, I'm sure he hasn't gotten that many chances because
he has one touchdown on his first start, right? Because anybody that streamed him for fantasy got lucky and it made it like serviceable because they got 9 points out of him.
Last three games, he has gone 21, 30, 17. And those are all games where Saquon was out, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So, 9 carries, 14 carries, and well, 4 carries before that. So maybe just the past 2 games.
Interesting. Those are not good numbers.
With long runs of 8 and 5 yards.
Wow. He's a burner. Well, maybe you look at the under for Matt Breida.
I mean, it's going to be a low number. I would bet.
So I have a little bonus here, John, and I was kind of browsing around doing my thing, looking at games. And I put together this 3-game parlay, but I bought points back. So they're all pretty big favorites, but it starts with Chiefs -3. I think the Broncos seem to play the Chiefs pretty strong. Russell Wilson, they still score enough. And Kansas City, I just didn't like the point spread there. I think Kansas City can win by 3, but it'll be closer than people think. So I bought the points on a 3. Miami Dolphins -4.5, which I think is the safest bet out of the bunch. You can play with that a little bit more if you feel confident. I mean, the Panthers don't look confident. Frank Wright, talking about the owners, having a hand.
That was an interesting clip.
Having a hand inside their team decision-making process. And I'd just be like, oh my God, if you work for a micromanager, you're going to want to look for another job real fast. So not a fan. And then the final leg of that parlay, Buffalo -5, because I hate the 14.5, whatever it is. I really hate the line. I think the Bills are, I don't like it. I don't like these stats coming back from London. I don't like what I've been seeing. I think the Bills are going to win. They can win by 10. I don't like 14.5, whatever it's ballooning up to now. But if you take those three numbers, you take Chiefs -3, Dolphins -4.5, Bills -5, and you parlay it together, it's -103.
I'm trying to look at final scores from last year and compare it to like something that we could see this year, because I agree with you. Like we definitely might be in for a low scoring win. See, the Bills Ravens last year was 23-20.
Chiefs, Bills, 24-20. See, and then, I mean, not even to talk about the Bills. I'm looking at the Chiefs-Broncos games. Chiefs win 27-24. Chiefs win 34-28. Chiefs win 28-24. Chiefs win 22-16. Chiefs win 22-9. Chiefs win 43-16. So, no, that's 8 games there, and 6 of them are within 1 score.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could root for the Broncos.
Yeah, I went back 2 seasons here, but... Yeah, you never know when you're going to get like a 20-13 game or something stupid. You know, it's like they could definitely have that here. And all that matters is the last game. That's what I keep telling myself, especially with these injuries and stuff like that. I'm still holding out hope that, you know, was it last year? Hyde was out for the season, but he would have been ready for the Super Bowl.
If
they would have played it hypothetically, right? Yeah, you just got to hope for something like that from guys like Matt Milano and Daquan Jones. Guess we will see. I'm nervous to say the least. This season was never going to be a cakewalk, but it'll definitely be interesting.
Yeah, they're going to
Josh earn Allen, the only man who can truly save us.
They're going to earn their money, and I'm glad. I'd rather have the offense be healthy and sling it around and go score, because yeah, that's how you got to do it. But we will see. We will see. I'm looking forward to the atmosphere Sunday. It's going to be a wet one. Not ideal weather conditions. October, cold, night, rain. That's the world. Would you rather be, though? No, I'd rather be warm and watching the game, but it's going to be awesome. If anybody needs a ride in their wet wheelchair, I got you.
Wear some good shoes.
Bring the energy you brought against the Dolphins, because it really messed Tua up. And if Daniel Jones hears that, he might just be like, my head hurts. I'm going to go back in the blue tent. So
that classic Daniel Jones confused at the line look. We've all seen the clip. You know what I'm talking about. But all right, well, you guys know where to find us on all platforms at Not Buff Podcast. Check us out on video platforms like YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and TikTok for video content. We're looking forward to the game. Brandon will be there pushing around wheelchairs, like
go
you said.
Go.
And until then, go Bills.
Go Bills.